So let's do this last meditation that may illustrate this for you. The path to awakening, turning difficulties into our freedom. Let your eyes close gently. Come back again to your breath. Feel yourself sitting here quietly. And now imagine that instead of sitting here, a bit of time passes. Picture, feel, sense, imagine, whatever way you can. And it's time for you to discover or face one of your great difficulties. It might be the greatest difficulty at work, or a great difficulty you have in your personal life. But let yourself picture, sense, feel, in some way imagine that you're there. And get into it. You know, what room are you in? Or who are you with? What does it feel like to be there? What's your body feel like? What lesson do you have to learn in seeing it anew from this perspective? Now let the difficulty really arise and become full-blown, this difficult person or situation. See what you do, how you get caught in it, and they get caught in it. Just notice it. Be aware of what your body feels like. Let it reach its peak, as bad as it gets. And now there's a knock at the door, or the doorbell rings, or even if you're outside, someone comes to see you, say, excuse me a minute, I just have to take a minute out, and leave the situation. And when you go to the door or to see who's coming, it will either be the Buddha or the goddess of infinite compassion, Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy. And they come up and they say, having a hard day? And you kind of nod. And they say, let me help you. And they ask if they could switch clothes with you. They take your clothes and your body. You get to be invisible. And they dress in your body and your clothes. And they say, now let us go back. And they're going to show you how they would do it, how the Buddha or the goddess of mercy would do it in your place. So let yourself imagine or sense or follow them back right in that situation and see how they handle it. What does their body feel like? What do they say? Or how are they silent in that situation? Let them finish it up and then for a moment and then say, excuse me. And again, go back to the door where you met them. And they give you your body back and your clothes. And before they leave you, they reach under their robes and they have a little present for you to remind you of how to do this, a little gift, a clear symbol. So take this gift from them and see what it is and what it means to you. Let yourself know it in some way or other. And let them then reach over and touch your body in some place that asks for loving healing. And whisper in your ears a few words of advice. Just a few words you'll hear them say. Remember this. And then you take the gift and the advice and bow to them and let go and come back to this room. Now, my question for you is, where did this Buddha or goddess come from? Huh? Where does this person reside? Very interesting. Very interesting. I've given you just some hints of how one can practice. You need to do a 10-day retreat and 10 years of meditation practice and 5 years of therapy and 20 years of compassionate service to others and make it a spiral, because it's not a particular thing. It's your life that we're talking about. And there is no McMeditation. You don't drive in, kind of get dispensed. In a way, it's not a good service. I gave it to you a little bit packaged. It's a little too glossy, and it's really not the real thing. You need to sit and feel your boredom and your loneliness and the things that are true in your life and work with the nitty-gritty of it. And for that, you need a teacher or a practice or some way that you choose. Pick it. Pick a path with heart and understand that it's the only thing that really matters.
This concludes Meditation for Beginners with Jack Kornfield. Music by Nuang Kechog from Sounds of Peace, available through Sounds True. Thank you for listening.